With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting this week's deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans is an outgrowth of the war on America, which began on 9/11 back in 2001. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Biden administration focused on so-called white nationals rather than dealing with Islamic radicalism.
We just have failed to crush what began back in 2001. I mean, you know, the only way to protect people from evil is to actually crush that evil. And unfortunately, I think we've just been more in a reactive phase rather than a proactive phase.
Governor Landry's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. House Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to his post after a tense vote where three GOP colleagues voted against him to reverse their votes after consulting with Johnson. Johnson says he agrees with President-elect Donald Trump about a bloated federal workforce.
We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people. And in coordination with President Trump and his administration, we are going to create a leaner, faster, and more efficient federal workforce. We need to do that.
Johnson defeated Democratic rival Hakeem Jeffries by a vote of 218 to 215. President Biden has blocked the nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. This affirms his earlier vow to block the acquisition. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 339 points. The Nasdaq rose 340. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Florida.
Officials in Daytona Beach have repealed an ordinance that was making it impossible for a local church to feed the homeless. The Seventh-day Baptist Church had filed a lawsuit against the statute, which changed local zoning rules and would have forced the congregation's food pantry to shut down. First Liberty Institute represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement congratulating the city, saying, quote, "The church is thrilled to be able to continue helping those in need." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is warning Hamas to release its Israeli hostages. Mr. Trump says the terrorist group had better set free the people it seized during its 2023 raid on Israel by the time he's sworn into office January 20th, or else. At least 250 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack, and roughly 100 are apparently still being held in Gaza or elsewhere. This is SRN News. JetBlue is getting hit with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights.
The Transportation Department said that half the money will go to passengers who were delayed on flights along four routes on the East Coast between summer 2022 and late 2023. The department says it's the first such fine against an airline over chronic delays, and it blames JetBlue for unrealistic scheduling. JetBlue says despite settling the matter, it blames the federal government for problems in the air traffic control system that contribute to late flights. John Scott reporting.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates eased a bit, making SUVs, cars, and trucks a little more affordable. Industry analysts say discounts such as rebates and low-interest financing should get even better as 2025 rolls along. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.